Oh, I woke up this morning with my mind set on free.
We're at the kickoff for the biggest canvassing effort to date against Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He's been in office for 23 years. About 500 volunteers will knock on doors. Their campaign is called Basta Arpaio.
We had enough of him. The campaign is called Basta, which means enough.
Abril Gallardo is helping organize the campaign, which has gone national. Arpaio isn't just a local sheriff. He's earned friends and foes across the U.S. for his ties to Republican nominee Donald Trump and his push against illegal immigration here with sweeps and worksite raids. So people are traveling from all over to support the anti-Arpaio campaign.
There are buses who came from New Mexico, buses who came from L.A. We have people from New York, from Atlanta.
Rene Martinez came from California. The union he works for sent him here to help defeat Arpaio.
We've heard basically about the profiling. We've heard about, you know, sheriff's department stopping people. It was just based on how they look.
3 years ago, a federal judge found Arpaio's immigration enforcement tactics racially profiled Latinos. Now the sheriff faces criminal contempt of court charges for disobeying the judge in that case and continuing to make immigration arrests after he was ordered to stop. All of this motivates his opponents. Many are immigrants themselves. Before everyone leaves to knock on doors, speakers fire them up.
Joe Arpaio is done. He's already lost. He's on his way down. What our opportunity is to be the ones to knock him out.
I follow three women to the Phoenix suburb of Chandler to knock on doors.
Hi, my name is Vanessa. I work with the Basta Arpaio campaign.
On their list, minority or millennial voters registered to vote but who might need an extra nudge. The canvassers don't actively promote Arpaio's opponent, a Democrat named Paul Pinzon. Instead, they pass out anti-Arpaio literature with a cartoon of him with Trump and a line through them both.
Buenos dias.
Rosa Renteria is one of the volunteers. She's from Mexico, lives in Phoenix without papers, and has feared Arpaio for years. She can't vote, but wants to make sure those who have the right use it. She also jokes about Arizona's former governor, Jan Brewer, who recently said Latinos wouldn't help Democrats here because they don't vote.
Les puso el dedo en la llaguita. Ojalá que les haya servido.
Renteria says Brewer hit a sore spot. Let's hope it helps, she says, and compels Latinos to vote. Down the street, we meet a Latina voter who says she's already mailed in her vote against Arpaio.
Just because he's against the immigrants and deporting people and innocent people and, you know, people that just want to be here and work and have a better life.
A recent poll shows Arpaio trailing by 15 points. But Chad Willems, Arpaio's campaign manager, says his polls show Arpaio ahead. He's not worried about the Basta Arpaio campaign.
And I think it's really telling that, you know, they had to bring in people from out of state. They don't have any organic grassroots support here for the people that that vote here, that live here.
Arpaio has benefited from out-of-state campaign donations, raising $12 million. It's meant lots of TV ads. One highlights his work protecting animals. Another attacks his opponent. Another accuses the Justice Department of unfairly prosecuting him for criminal contempt right before the election. Willems says the message is working.
Our fundraising has picked up immensely. The number of volunteers we have out knocking on doors and making phone calls has more than doubled.
At the end of the day, the Basta Arpaio crew gathers in front of Arpaio's office to throw him what they've dubbed a retirement party. At one point, we catch a glimpse of Arpaio through a window in his building. His opponents start chanting. He's going down, Arpaio's going down, they chant. On November 8th, they'll find out if county voters agree. I'm Jude Jaffe Block in Phoenix.